O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Hear this, all you peoples, give heed all who dwell in the world, men both low and high, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom, my heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable, with the harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me, men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches? For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that the wise men and fools must both perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age, though their name spread wide through the land. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, says the Lord. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death, and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies, his glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success. Yet he will go to join his father, who will never see the light anymore. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, says the Lord. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things, by your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain, with your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. My brothers, what good is it to profess faith without practicing it? Such faith has no power to save one, has it? So it is with faith that does nothing in practice. It is thoroughly lifeless. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you the faith that underlies my works. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I I make my prayer for mercy.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
You are all brothers, sons of one Father who is in heaven. Do not call anyone on earth your father, nor must any of you be called a teacher, for your only teacher is Christ. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You are all brothers, sons of one Father who is in heaven. Do not call anyone on earth your father, nor must any of you be called a teacher, for your only teacher is Christ. Let us praise the Lord Jesus, who lifted high on the cross, drew all things to himself. With loving hearts, let us pray. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Lord, may the mystery of your cross shine on all mankind, that all may see you as the way, the truth, and the life.
Draw all things to yourself, Lord.
May all who thirst for you, the living water, drink their fill forever.
Draw all things to yourself, Lord.
Inspire all teachers and artists to prepare mankind for your kingdom.
Draw all things to yourself, Lord.
Guide all estranged from you by sin or scandal, that they may come back to you and remain always in your love.
Draw all things to yourself, Lord.
Welcome all our deceased brothers and sisters to your home in heaven, to share the joy of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints. We especially pray for the repose of the soul of Alison Basil.
Draw all things to yourself, Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, watch over your church and guide it with your unfailing love, protect us from what could harm us, and lead us to what will save us. Help us always, for without you we are bound to fail. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.